What's el Día de los Muertos?
El Día de los Muertos is a celebration that is celebrated for people who are no longer here with us. And you can also celebrate it for your pets.
So we interviewed Liliana Amaya Campos.
And she told us how she celebrates it.
Do you celebrate it?
Yes.
It's like important to Mexican culture?
Yes.
Why?
Because you celebrate the dead.
What do you do to celebrate it?
Hang out with family. And make an altar.
What do you put in your altar?
Food, pictures, flowers, candles.
How long have you been celebrating El Día de los Muertos?
Since I was born.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're with Kane Crow. So do you celebrate El Día de los Muertos?
Yeah.
What do you do for El Día de los Muertos?
I usually just go gather with family. They make food. We go mourn our families. We go see their graves, especially with my grandma. Go visit, you know, remember the good times and all that. And honestly, just celebrate, have a good time, and just a day to get closer to the spirits of our family members that passed.
Do you put an altar? What do you put in it?
Flowers, candles, drinks, pictures, food, their favorite foods.
Okay, so we're interviewing Isabella Gonzalez right now.
And Isabella, do you celebrate El Día de los Muertos?
Yes, I do.
What do you do to celebrate it?
Usually my mom makes a whole table and she puts like a cloth down like that has like a pattern of skeletons, and then she puts pictures of the people and lights candles and puts like a bunch of lights around it. She puts a bunch of food and their favorite drink, and then we have a big dinner. So.
Okay, that's good. What else do you do?
Well, usually we invite a lot of people and we go eat outside, and then we release balloons into the sky. Like, we write on them and then release them into the sky. So that's all we do.
That's a pretty cool tradition. And do you think like El Día de los Muertos is like a good like celebration for Mexico?
Definitely, because you get to remember like and honor the person's life that you're remembering. So yeah, it's a really good like holiday to celebrate.
So now we're here with
Alejandro
Ramirez. So do you celebrate El Día de los Muertos?
Sí. Yeah.
What do you do for El Día de los Muertos?
So this one we went to our grandma's where the grave is. We went to her grave, we gave her some stuff, and we talked to her for a bit. Like, my mom was there sitting with her for a bit. Like, me and my sisters went to the car after, we prayed and everything. And she was there for a bit. We waited in the car, and yeah, we left.
Do you do an altar?
An altar? Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't done an altar in a long time, to be honest.
What do you put in your altar when you did it?
Oh, a ver. Puse conchas. I put conchas. Let me see. What else did I put? Well, yeah, mostly conchas and like bread, and that kind of flowers. Yeah. And pictures. I put pictures, cause. My grandma, bro.
Okay. Thank you.
We're here with Mr. Paya now, and do you celebrate El Día de los Muertos?
I don't celebrate Día de los Muertos.
Why don't you celebrate it?
When my parents came to the United States, they thought that it wasn't really important to celebrate the dead, so they never really instilled it into my family as part of it, because it's better to celebrate the living than it is to celebrate the dead.
For those who don't know what El Día de los Muertos is, El Día de los Muertos is a Mexican celebration that is celebrated on November 2nd. And it consists of you setting up an altar and there you put the favorite food of the person who passed and what they like to drink, such as tequila, beer, etc.
El Día de los Muertos and Memorial Day are kind of alike because you are celebrating a person who died a while serving the United States. So it's like El Día de los Muertos.